From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, August 10th.
This is one of those situations, I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, where you come up with an idea. In the beginning, it seems like a harebrained scheme, and then bit by bit, it starts to come together, and then pretty soon it's taken on a life of its own, and then at this point, I feel like I can barely control the momentum.
With enthusiasm and determination, Leah Morcel is spearheading a transformation of Fort Bragg, using large public murals as a draw. In 2018, she founded the Fort Bragg Alleyway Art Project, garnering support first from Flockworks, a local nonprofit arts organization, then the Arts Council of Mendocino County, and the City of Fort Bragg, as well as individual businesses and donors. With 5 murals in place and 3 more in the works, she's setting the scene for a more vibrant downtown for the historic commercial fishing and lumber hub.
The project started as a way to encourage foot traffic in downtown Fort Bragg. I was looking around, and here we are in this beautiful location, and it just seemed like there weren't enough people wandering around downtown. And so I realized that we have a lot of local artists, we have a lot of walls, and we have a lot of mission-driven businesses and organizations that would love to do something to help. And so I started putting the 3 together, and this is what came out of it.
The first mural was a giant rhododendron located in the parking lot of Coast Hardware. It was underwritten by Flockworks in the Fort Bragg Botanical Gardens.
You know, I knew of this local artist, Jacob, who goes by Ferric Decay. You can check him out on Instagram. And he was a local tattoo artist, but I saw a rhododendron tattoo he designed. And I thought, you know, the Botanical Gardens have this incredible rhododendron collection, and maybe we could design something around that. And he came up with this design that is just absolutely stunning, of an enormous rhododendron. This one's called Pink Delight. It's one of their rare rhododendron varieties, and it's a beauty.
On a walking tour, Leah points out one of the largest murals, 55 by 15 feet, on the alleyway next to 345 North Franklin.
This one is called Matsya and the Great Deluge, and it was painted by Beau Parker in 2019. And if you come over here, let me show you something really cool. So we put up these little plaques that give you more information about the mural, and it's got a QR code on it. And if you open your phone's camera, which I will show you here, you hold it up, the phone captures the QR code, and you click on the link that pops up, and it takes you to a web page on the Fort Bragg alleywayart.org website.
Oh, how fun.
And it tells you all about the mural and the artist and the inspiration. All of the murals that we're putting up have these little plaques, so people can actually go on a self-guided art tour around town, and they can learn about each mural and then follow kind of additional links that tell them about the sponsors and what inspired the mural and any kind of relevant local history or lore. And it just really makes the downtown kind of come to life.
Leah is unpaid as the director and curator of the Alleyway Art Project, but she feels rewarded by the response of the artists.
The artists have been absolutely amazing to work with. Every single time, you know, I have a vague idea, and then what they create is just thousands of times better. So one of the most amazing things that's come from this is that I've learned, if you let artists do what they want, they will really, really knock your socks off.
A recent anonymous donation from a local patron has now been matched by the city of Fort Bragg, infusing the project with fresh funding.
I think it's really made a huge difference to the project to have the city really take it on. And I think it shows that they really are dedicated to having a vibrant, creative, fun downtown.
Why is this project so important for Leah Morcel?
It's important to have fun where you live. I would love for Fort Bragg to be known for the creative powerhouse that it actually is on the coast. Just a general culture of daily creativity and fun. And I think this is a way to kind of bring the art out onto the streets and make it more of a part of the built landscape.
For more information or to submit an entry, go to FortBraggAlleywayArtProject.org. For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can find our news and public affairs programs wherever you get your podcasts.